Hi everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 946. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. I hope everybody is preparing, on their way to preparing, at least for the holiday of Purim. Of course, we know Purim has four mitzvos. We'll get to that in a second, but I figure of all the mitzvos, one of them takes the most preparation. So those four mitzvos, as we know, are Mikra Megillah. They all start with M. Mikra Megillah, the reading of the Megillah. There's the Mishnah. There's the Suda, the meal to, of course, enjoy on Purim afternoon, Purim day. And then there's Matanos Le'Evyonim, gifts to the poor. And then there's Mishloach Manos, the sending of portions. So I wanted to talk about specifically Mishloach Manos in this 10, and hopefully each 10 this week, we'll discuss a different mitzvah. And to begin, I just want to remind everybody, no, the two manos that you give do not have to be made of two brachot. They don't have to be two different types of food. So let's talk about where this all comes from. So these four mitzvos are actually described in the Megillah itself. These four mitzvos are discussed as what we decided to take upon ourselves in the upshot of what occurred in this mitzvah. We got to figure out in this story of Purim and the salvation of Purim. So the Gemara doesn't say a lot about Mishloach Manos per se, and it tells the following story. Tani Rav Yosef, Mishloach Manos Ish L'Riehu. What does it mean when the pasuk, the verse in the Megillah says, you will send Manos, man to friend, Shtem Manos L'Ish Echad? The fact that it says Mishloach Manos, plural, Ish L'Riehu, man to his friend. So the friend is in singular, and the portions are in plural. So it must mean Shtei Manos L'Ish Echad, two things for one person. Matanos L'Avyonim, what's that? Gifts to the poor. So that's Matanos, plural, L'Avyonim, to plural Avyonim. Shtei Matanos L'Shnei B'nei Adam, two things to individually two different people. So one thing for each person. So that's why Matanos Levyonim, we have at least two portions of that sent. That's Matanos Levyonim, gifts to the poor. And Mishloach Manos, you're supposed to send two things to one person. Okay, so let's talk about what the Gemara gives us some examples. Perhaps the most famous example given in the Gemara, and the Gemara only devotes a few lines to this. Rav Yehuda Nasiya Shadar L'Rav Oshia Itma De'igla Tilsa the Garba de Chamra. Rabbi Yehuda sent to his Rebbe, Rabbi Oshia, a calf, which was 3 years old. It's particularly delicious. The Garba de Chamra and a bottle of wine. Shalach le, and he responds to him, because he's his rabbi, he's his teacher, Kiyamta banu rabbeinu u'mishloach manos ish l'riehu matanos l'avyonim. You have fulfilled both in sending these things. Now, how to read this Gemara is actually a little bit tricky, because the Yerushalmi, which tells the same story, which makes it sound, it's, you know, there are no two versions of the same story, the story only happened once, tells a little bit differently. The Yerushalmi tells the story in a way where, no, first he sent one thing, and then the response was, hey, that's not enough for Mishloach Manos, that's just Matanos Le'Avyonim, and then he sends much more in the goal of fulfilling Mishloach Manos. And so what we have over here is there's some sort of large amount of meat being sent, and there is wine being sent. So simply reading this Gemara, it sounds like you could have meat, you could have drinks. It's not exactly clear if it was cooked or not, but it does sound like a very large piece of meat, which maybe even sounds like it was not. So precisely figuring out what is the definition of portions and what is considered okay, it might depend on exactly how you read this Gemara versus the Yerushalmi, which tells the story in slightly different ways. And so we do have some differences in how the halacha develops. The Rambam, for example, does not mention taking and allowing drinks. He says, V'chein chayav l'shloach shtei manos shel basar. He says you can give two types of meat, two cooked meats, or two types of foods. He doesn't mention anything about drinks. So now others say, no, of course he meant drinks as well, and you can send drinks. And by the way, that is what the halacha follows. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch says that, actually the Shulchan Aruch does not mention drinks, but many others refer to the permissibility of bringing drinks. Drinks are okay, no problem with drinks. The Aruch HaShulchan, I believe, goes so far as to say that you could even send two types of drinks, two portions of different types of drinks, and that would fulfill the mitzvah. I don't really know if I've ever seen anybody do that, but definitely as one of the two things, a drink is sufficient. Although it could be the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are specific in not allowing that, which would mean that Sfardim perhaps should not be sending two drinks and or even one drink as one of the things. But that's perhaps for a different discussion. If you want to hear more about that, take a listen to number 92, take that for Torah, number 92 from last year. So why do we do this? Why do we send these Mishloach Manos? So there are two classical reasons that are given. The Trumas HaDeshen is, he deals with the question of, let's say a person doesn't want to send food at all. He wants to send chalukim or sedinim. I don't know, I want to send you a shirt. I want to send you bed sheets. I want to send you a gift, you know, a housewarming gift. Can I do that? So he says, as a matter of fact, no, you cannot. And the reason is because first he quotes our Gemaras, and our Gemaras discuss giving foods. And then there's another Gemara that he did not mention. The Gemara says, Abaye Baravan, Rabbi Chanina Baravan, Mechalfi Suda Sayu Lahadadi. The way they would fulfill this mitzvah is by flipping su'udos. They would switch su'udos. Like I would hand you my su'uda, or at least some sort of abridged meal, and you would hand me yours. And so how exactly that worked out? Did they just alternate years, or did they just literally hand each su'udas to each other, or not, is a question. But in any event, it sounds like the goal was to deliver a su'uda to the other person. If that's the case, says the Trumas HaDeshen, so delivering a su'uda, you know what the reason must be? It must be because we're sending portions to assist with the other mitzvah of Purim, which is to sit and have a festive meal. If that's the case, you need food for that festive meal. So therefore he comes out, he says it must be that it's about foods. He quotes the Rambam that says that it's really just, he just mentions all types of foods. And of course in mentioning that, when the Rambam says that it's got to be food, the Trumas HaDeshen says, oh yeah, drink would be okay too. And so this is one of the sources that indicate that drinks are as okay with foods, but it would have to be food or drink. It could not be something which is of non-food nature. So that's his reason. The reason for Mishloach Manos is to assist with the other person's su'uda, and that's your goal. The Manos HaLevi, a very famous interpretation, given this is Reb Shlomo Alkabitz, the one who authored L'cha Dodi, the famous poem. So he says the reason is because if you look at the accusation that Haman he made against the Jewish people, he called us an Am Mefuzar Umeforad. One of the indictments that he made against the Jewish people is that we are separate and we are not connected. So therefore, in the salvation or in the solution to the problem of Purim, if the problem is a lack of connectedness, we make an extra effort to connect to each other. He's not dealing necessarily with the issue of what to give, but we assume the Trumas HaDeshen is right, that we should be giving food. But the Manos HaLevi is attempting to explain why we give gifts of food, and he says it's in order to create bonds with others, which kind of means we should probably go out of our way if we're going to fulfill this mitzvah more than once, right? Because most of us give more than one Mishloach Manos. We should be careful to give it to people and connect relationships, connect people to each other. We should give it to neighbor that perhaps we never really see, we never encounter. We should give it to somebody who we wouldn't otherwise give it to, at least one of them. That perhaps is the best fulfillment of the mitzvah. So maybe the reason is to attempt to assist with the su'uda, the meal of Purim, or the reason is to attempt in forging and bonding people together. But in any event, the mitzvah is to give these two portions of food. Now it's very interesting that these two portions of food, nowhere, ever does it say anything of the nature that you have to go and give two different types of food. And I mentioned this before, but this probably is the most common question I get. I don't know who started this off, and probably by repeating it, I'm perpetuating it just in case you forget this, or just in case you remember this wrong. You do not need to have two different, drastically different categories of foods. Like have one from one bracha, ha'adama, and one shahakal, or one of ha'etz, and one ha'adama. This is not a thing. Not a thing. I repeat, not a thing. I should have made that disclaimer again. It's not a thing to have two different brachos for your Mishloach Manos. As a matter of fact, some understand that the word manos is to be taken literally. Mana means a portion. And a portion kind of would just mean, if I wanted to give you potato kugel, I could give you two pieces of potato kugel. Or I gave you a chicken, and it's teriyaki, chicken teriyaki, I could give you two pieces of chicken teriyaki. That's considered two portions. So we don't generally do that. We assume that it should be either two different types of chicken, or two different recipes of chicken, or we should give two different types of kugel. And we don't give the same thing, but there is no question that you do not have to give from different brachos. That's not brought anywhere. Nobody mentions that. There would not be any sort of reason to require something like that. So in any event, we found the reasons, we understand what the basic laws are, and one of the other things we should be careful for is in that Gemara, where Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Oshia, and he sends it to him, so the Yerushalmi says he actually sent it back, he said, this is Matanos Levyonim, this is not yet Mishloach Manos. Some understand that the reason that went that way in the Yerushalmi is because he hadn't sent him enough. Meaning, if you don't send something which is Lefik Fodo, something which is a real gift, so it's not a fulfillment of Mishloach Manos. Again, you only have to do that once. You only have to send it to one person, but it should be something, at least in that fulfillment, that is significant and valuable to the person.
Have a great day.